Senate offered up a budget the other day, two-year budget, $28 billion, a little more money for schools and roads. Your thoughts, your reaction?
Well, first of all, I appreciate the hard work of Senator Kinley. And I have more gratitude than, I guess, the people he tried to help with the CIB. We do have a difference, though, in the one-year budget. We think it should be 1 year because the money's dropping so fast. I don't even a one-year budget might not be palatable, but 1 year is what most businesses do, and we better get back to business.
Their budget counts on $2 billion in economic stimulus. Your thoughts on that?
Well, we agree on using stimulus money. Almost every state is using stimulus money. It's for stimulating the state, and certainly the things that need stimulating are education, the things that need stimulating also are jobs. There's where we differ a bit. I would have used more and captured more for jobs, and I would have done more building. That was the way FDR helped get out of the Depression. We want to use the FDR method and not the Hoover method. But I have to say that he did a lot more than a lot of people expected, because the governor was flatlined and even cut education, for instance, and he didn't want to use the stimulus money. And so therefore, I think it's a step towards getting a budget done, and I would welcome the governor to this job.
You folks are asking for 1 year. The Senate wants 2 years. Do you split the difference into a year and a half budget? I mean, how do you reconcile the two? I mean, it's one thing to mess with dollar amounts. It's another thing when we're talking about, you know, sort of a timeline.
Well, that's why we have a conference committee, and we discuss it and re-explain what we think. I don't think you do an 18-month budget, but, you know, anything's possible to get compromised. But I'm not suggesting it, but it's an interesting thought.
Before I let you go here, two real last quick things. Capital Improvement Board, seems that any idea of any tax increases, no one wants to get skin in the game. Your thoughts on all that?
Well, first of all, I'm not very confident in the CIB. I know that Fred Glass predicted that they'd go broke in 2010 when they passed the original bill without having enough, he thought, enough operating consideration. And obviously he was right. So I don't have, there's not a lot of faith with them or any of their management skills, I think, in either chamber. So I think that's going to have to be replaced. Secondly, we need the mayor to give a proposal. And I have to know what the governor will support. They're both from Indianapolis, so it'd be nice to know what the home folks are thinking.
You think the state should take over Conseco and the convention center and Lucas Oil?
If you're saying, should they privatize it like they did my toll road? Well, maybe that's a possibility. I'd say, why should the state take it up? Maybe it'll go the privatization route. I'm not sure. You know, I think what the treatment Senator Kinley got from the very people he's trying to help was terrible. So why would anybody want to venture out there and offer help again?
Final question. Representative Croft a little bit earlier talked about issuing maybe subpoenas to the Daniels administration agencies in order to get numbers that you folks need to pass a budget. Your thoughts?
I think he is as frustrated as I am that we aren't getting good information. And it relates to what you asked before about the CIB. We didn't have this information before. And I guess if we're the one that had to come up with the revenue funds, we should have known. And we need to know. We're doing a budget, and they're not giving us the numbers. That's not right. I don't think it's not only right. I think it's might be possibly breaking the law.
You guys got 20 days to get a budget done, unemployment, deal with other issues. Going to be able to do it, or are you going to be staying late?
Well, I hope we can. You always hope for the best, and so you just keep on trucking.
Keeping hope alive.
Yes, we are.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.